Driving with Georgie. I watched an interview with Helena Christensen and quite a few famous people actually. This guy that does the 5-minute interviews, don't know if you've seen her. And she said that classical music is the soundtrack to our lives. And I love lots of different music, but I must say that one of my favourite types of music is classical, especially when I drive, because it's so relaxing and calming. Piano, always nice. I just took my son out to dinner. To an Indonesian restaurant, which was terrible. It was cheap, but yeah, there was a reason for the cost. It was poor quality.
Now I have stomach cramps. That's not a good sign.
Georgie. Well, we had nasi goreng, fried rice, underwhelming. Ikan bilis, probably the worst ikan bilis I've ever had. Ikan bilis is dried fish with chili and peanuts. But these guys caramelized it. It was sweet and the dried fish was stale and there was no chili in it. And we had chili squid, which was okay. That was probably the best dish, but still nothing to write home about. And the satay chicken, worst satay chicken I've ever had. I used to work in a satay restaurant, so they used to make me make the satay sticks when I was 18. I was at the back of the restaurant with a little coal burner grill, and I had to baste those satays and turn them and baste them and turn them and baste them and turn them and baste them and turn them and baste them. I used to go home absolutely reeking of garlic and spices and charcoal smoke. That was one of the worst jobs I ever had. That woman was a slave driver. But it got me through uni. So yes, I have a refined appreciation of satays.
Forever and No Time at All by Nat Barch. And if it felt to you a little bit like a lullaby, I don't think that's a coincidence. Number one, because the Celeste was also being played there with the piano, which is more or less universal language of lullabies, isn't it? Both of those instruments are played by Nat Barch, but also because this album of the same name, Forever and No Time at All, released on ABC Classics, Nat has written with her newborn son, Will, in mind, and families with newborn babies among them, more generally in her mind as well. She said of this project, it was as though Will has been in my life forever, and yet for no time at all. Pretty gorgeous stuff. Now in its second outing of the night, here on Classic Drive, some playful Chorum play for you by Beethoven. Quorum Bleu by Beethoven.
I felt like Chinese food, but we couldn't find a Chinese restaurant close enough. As I was really tired, I didn't want to drive too far. So that's why we ended up at Indonesian. But I parked my car at Hyde Park today, took some beautiful photographs and videos, checked my Instagram. The park is in glorious autumnal colours. And I walked past Chinatown on the way to work, so I went to the Chinese butchers and bought some... I purchased some pork belly, some beef rump, chicken thighs, Chinese sausages, and some eggs. Oh, and some pork fillet. $50 for the whole lot, pretty good. And then, of course, I felt like Chinese, which didn't happen. What are you doing, buddy? Get in your lane. Pick a lane, any lane. 6:55 p.m. in Perth, Western Australia. 25 degrees Celsius still. It's quite a warm one today. The reception's not that great. Don't know why. It's annoying. Oh, you're right up my ass, mate. I'm doing 70 kilometres an hour in a 60 kilometre zone. What's your problem? You need some classical music, brother, to calm your farm, chill you out. Man, I am so tired. I still haven't recovered from Saturday night. Ha ha ha! Walked into class today and I was late because I couldn't find the class. They weren't in the room that they're supposed to be in. They were, apparently. I didn't know. They had all the lights turned off because somebody was doing a PowerPoint presentation and they were very quiet. And the door was closed. It just looked, the classroom looked empty to me. Anyway, finally, Greg texted me back and said we're in this room, which I was sitting right outside. And I went in and two of the noisy, rambunctious teenage girls who annoy the crap out of me had a go at me when I walked in. I can't even remember what they said, but it was rude. And so I don't know what were my words exactly. I said something along the lines of, no need for so much sarcasm. Seriously, you guys need to reel your attitude right in. And then sat down. And they shut up, man. And they were quiet for a while. Because I don't think I've ever spoken to them quite so seriously and sharply.
Well, the current play does not get enough time in the spotlight, does it? And if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about it, maybe it's your favourite instrument. Pastoral Fables, released on ABC Classics, could be an album for you. Neil Perez da Costa playing the forte piano there, and Alexandre Auguet playing the cor anglais. And it's Alexandre's arrangement of a sonata Beethoven originally wrote for horn in the key of F there. You heard the rondo.
What? Did she say whether it was an oboe or a... Shit, this guy's going fast. Woo! Why do people go so fast in little back roads? What are you doing? Like 70 k's an hour, mate? And there's houses everywhere. Ooh, new cafe! Oh, it's not open at night. Have to check that one out. Because this is such a wealthy area, all the cafes around here are overpriced and rubbish as far as I'm concerned. I never go to the places around here. I don't know whether I'll be here much longer actually. Just wait and see what happens, hey? Okay, here's my street. Thank goodness, I am toast. Excuse me, that'll be Indonesian shit sate. Choir.